Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have CU Consulting Group's Ryan Rude talking about the challenges of digital marketing, and he has some solutions for you as well. Check it out. Indeed. So tell us about CU Consulting Group. What are you guys all about before we dive in deeper here?
Yeah, so the CU Consulting Group is really all about partnership in a digital omni-channel world. Okay. So as you mentioned, everybody should be at least thinking about that.
Yep.
What we really try to do is we work with credit unions and partner to create kind of a member-first digital experience. That's the way that I reference digital marketing. I talk about experiences. And I understand that credit unions are kind of all over the map, right? Some credit unions are further along in that journey, and some are, you know, just kind of standing on the edge of the pool, dipping their toes in, going, oh, what's the temperature like? Do I want to jump into this or not?
Yeah.
So I really focus on being able to meet them wherever they are in that process and help them with the strategy, the services, and the execution associated with that, creating that, like I mentioned, the digital member experience. I use that term kind of in place of digital marketing sometimes, and we could talk about that if you'd like.
Yeah, that's kind of a broad term, I guess,
yeah.
I mean, for lack of a better term. What is the digital member experience? Can you give us a quick, can you kind of narrow it down for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So by this, I mean it's kind of all about creating the information flow and the experiences that extend out from the core product that a financial institution is offering. So for credit unions, it's all about the loans, the deposits. It's a lot of times when I hear people talking about digital, they're really, really focused on their banking system. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be where everyone's focused all of their digital resources on. A while back, I wrote an op-ed about saying, that's great, way to optimize that, way to optimize your online banking system, your mobile banking system.
Mm-hmm.
But the digital ecosystem, the digital member experience, extends way beyond that. There's this whole journey leading up to that point, and there's a whole journey beyond that point. So when I talk about the digital member experience, I'm really looking at trying to figure out how in this multi-screen world we can create the experience leading up to that conversion point.
Gotcha.
We got a new member.
Right.
Great. Now what do we do with them after they've converted, after they are using our products and our services? How do we engage with them?
Mm-hmm.
How do we grow share of wallet? And mm-hmm. how do we turn them into advocates?
Gotcha. And that's all about kind of having a cohesive experience across all the channels, you know, the online, the mobile, the tablet, all that type of stuff. It's having a familiar, comfortable experience.
Absolutely. And it's not just unique to credit unions. A lot of organizations, I've been working across a lot of industries throughout my career,
mm-hmm.
a lot of organizations struggle with this.
Mm-hmm.
They create what I call random acts of digital because they don't look at it as cohesive. They go, great, we've got email. Now what? Great, we've got CRM. Now what? So it's really about looking at the whole picture. And a lot of them, when they start to look at the whole picture, a lot of organizations, even if they get to the point where they have the whole picture, the whole digital or the whole omni-channel picture put together, they miss the part where they connect it to the offline world.
Mm-hmm.
So for credit unions, we're talking about how does that translate to the branch experience? And what are the expectations when a member comes in?
Okay.
And what are the expectations that are driven from our online perspectives
mm-hmm.
to the offline perspective?
Gotcha. I'm going to hold you right there, Ryan. I'm going to have to write down random acts of digital. I think you've got my headline. Thank you for that.
Fantastic.
Hey, so now, you know, it's digital marketing can be a tough nut to crack, like you said, even in any industry. I mean, what advice do you have for credit unions or who are still in the woods in this? Because you said there are some credit unions who are further along, who are doing a great job with it, and there are others that are, like you said, they're still kind of dipping their big toe in the shallow end of the swimming pool. What advice do you have for these folks?
Great question, and it's one that I get a lot, actually. And my favorite response to it is I refer to an old Shel Silverstein poem. Are you familiar with the children's author? Where the sidewalk ends, the poems, the fantastic children's author.
I'll have to check it out.
It's kind of in the likelihood of Dr. Seuss.
Oh, okay.
Really, really great stories.
Perfect.
And there's a story in there called Melinda May, and the poem kind of starts out asking, you know, have you heard of tiny Melinda May who ate a monstrous whale? So the poem goes on and tells you how she told the world, I'm going to do this. I'm going to eat this whale. And the world responded to her and said, well, how? You're so small. There's no way that you can eat this great big whale, right?
Yeah.
Well, ultimately, she tackled it. And the way that she did this was one bite at a time. So that's my response to people that look at digital marketing and they go, oh, how are we possibly going to do this?
Yeah.
So for CUs that are still in the woods, take it a step at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, you can look at all of these things that you want to do. You don't have to do it all at once. Tackle it one bite at a time and figure out what's your most, your highest priority. Go after that.
Okay.
And then add to it over time. Make sure you have the full picture mapped out, but it doesn't mean you have to do it all at once.
Exactly. Yeah, one step at a time. Once you, and once you get started, the whole momentum will start rolling. And
exactly.
It's all about getting started. It's like going to the gym in the morning. It's like half the battle is getting out of the bed, you know?
Exactly. And now I have to write that down because that's what I've got to do next. Thanks.
All right. And you mentioned that you have kind of an outside perspective of marketing or digital marketing. You're kind of bringing in a fresh perspective for credit unions, which is great. You always want to look outside your silo that they always say, or your cubby, and see what else is going on the horizon. So how do you see this benefiting credit unions, bringing your outside perspective in here?
Yeah. So I've been working with credit unions now for probably going on my third year. I worked with a CUSO over the last couple of years in digital marketing. But prior to that, I worked in technology in the software industry. And right now what I've kind of seen in the credit union space is there's this air of anti-marketing that exists.
Okay.
Which is strange because it seems to me that credit unions are the only nonprofit classification that's split on whether or not growth is okay, whether or not growth is a good thing, which is really strange to me because I also sit on some nonprofit boards and we're always talking about how do we grow? How do we increase our revenues? How do we increase our awareness? How do we increase our membership so that we can do more good? So for credit unions to serve, increase acquisition, increase engagement in an online world, it's really important that they understand all of those mechanisms because ultimately, even though there's a nonprofit element to what they're doing, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's not just about hoarding their members' money, but using their members' money to grow, be better, and tell a story to their community about a financial alternative to the bank down the road.
Yep, yep.
And that's what's really strange. So like I said, I've worked in technology and software that has developed over the last few years that's really pushing a lot of other industries in the digital growth space.
Mm-hmm.
So I bring some insight into that. So, for the credit unions that are really looking at achieving those goals, those growth goals,
mm-hmm.
I've got some things to offer in helping
right
them do
on.
That.
Love to hear that. All right. Now, different credit unions of different sizes obviously have different marketing challenges, especially a resource. Any tips you can provide with credit, especially the smaller ones who may not have the resources? This is a big issue for them because they're already burdened with the regulation onslaught that they're getting on a daily basis, it seems like, and all the other responsibilities. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, digital marketing too? Where are we going to find the resources for this? What advice do you have for them?
The resources is probably the biggest roadblock in achieving digital. Let's be honest, agency fees are astronomical.
Oh, yeah.
Just manage our digital advertising spend and you're looking at 10, 15, 25% media spend management fees on top of that, which is really difficult when you don't have the resource allocation to start with. What's interesting is that today, if you look back 5 years or 10 years, the whole digital media, digital marketing space is really just starting to emerge, and mm-hmm. the investment in the space mm-hmm. wasn't as large. Today, there's an enormous amount of tools, technology, and resources that have started to leverage kind of the economies of scale. So what I mean by that is that you can acquire the knowledge, the tools, and the resources at near free or low cost to be able to roll out email marketing automation, to be able to acquire the knowledge to do SEO on your own, or at least start. So back to the Melinda May story, we don't even know how to start SEO. Well, there's a lot of great resources out there that have publications, organizations that have invested the time over the last decade
mm-hmm.
outside of the credit union industry in educating marketers at large. So that's really what I say. And I have a lot of small credit unions that come to me and talk to me and say, we don't have a large budget for this. We want to figure this out. We want to figure these things out so that we have the brain trust internally.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do this? How can we start doing some of this ourselves so that we can prove to our executive team, to our board, that this is worth the investment?
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's where I send them, is I send them to these tools, these resources, and these outside areas that are, like I said, free or near free.
Yeah, there's a gazillion areas on the internet to find this information, and it's free, man. It's free. There are so many organizations out there that are providing this free content so you can learn from it and empower yourself. I mean, that's, man, it's a great point. It just takes a little bit of research. Yeah. Google's your best friend.
Absolutely. You're a Google search away.
Yeah, exactly. You can find this stuff. I mean, I do that stuff every day. I find stuff and I'm just like, you kind of stumble across some website or some blog or something like that that's like loaded with great tips and advice for this type of stuff. And it sounds like you're doing the same thing.
Yep.
Very cool. All right, Ryan. Gosh, anything else to wrap up? This is fantastic. I love your energy and you got the experience and the great advice and the stories and stuff. It sounds like you got a good thing going here.
Yeah. You know, I think the big thing that I try to strive to push credit unions to is define what they're out to achieve. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I'll get a call or an email from a credit union that says we need to do digital, and I turn that back on them and I say, well, what do you mean by that? What does that mean? Or we need to do social, or we think content marketing's it. Mm-hmm. Well, why? What are you trying to achieve with it? What is the end game with it? And if you can't answer that question first, mm-hmm. you're really going to struggle with digital. You're going to struggle with getting the resource allocation, and you're not going to be able to understand, you know, that whole journey and that whole experience, which, like I said, is really the holy grail.
Yeah, that's what I've learned online as well, is the why of your goal. You know, why do you want to achieve that? So that's the big first step that you're talking about in eating that whale, you know.
Yep, absolutely.
One bite at a time. Well, Ryan, where can folks find out about your consulting group, CU Consulting Group?
So check us out online, creditunionconsult.com, and we're really active on Twitter and LinkedIn as well. So
all right. Cool. Well, we'll put all that stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it and get to you and get their digital marketing rolling. All right, man.
Awesome.
Very cool, Ryan. Thanks so much for joining us today. You are anything but rude, all right? You're a good guy.
Thank you.
Well, we will check back. And if you guys ever have any advice or something, we'd love to have you back on because we love this digital marketing stuff as well. So very cool.
Awesome.
All right, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Have a good one.